Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Biden administration and allies in Europe are rejecting Moscow's claim that the government in Kyiv is preparing to deploy a radioactive dirty bomb in Ukraine. Russia is expected to raise the issue today with the UN Security Council. NPR's Greg Myrie says that Ukraine is inviting UN inspectors to visit the country's nuclear facilities.
Ukraine is telling the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency it can come look for itself, and it appears the agency may do so in the coming days. A number of Russian officials allege Ukraine is developing a dirty bomb, a prohibited weapon made by adding radioactive material to a conventional explosive. Russia is not providing evidence. However, the allegations have prompted a flurry of calls between senior Russian and U.S. military officials, the first such conversations in months. The UN Nuclear Agency has been closely monitoring Ukraine, where Russian troops have seized the country's largest nuclear power plant. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
German sneaker giant Adidas is ending its nearly decades-long partnership with American rapper Kanye West, who now goes by Ye. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the move follows Ye's anti-Semitic comments in recent weeks.
Ye's partnership with Adidas through his Yeezy-branded sneakers helped make the rap superstar a billionaire and delivered his fashion design to a global audience. But now Adidas says it will terminate its partnership immediately and stop producing Yeezy-branded products, a move the company said will hit its bottom line by nearly $250 million this year. It follows Ye wearing a White Lives Matter shirt to Paris Fashion Week, a slogan considered a symbol of hate. Ye also has said slavery was a choice and tweeted that he would go, quote, DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people. Fashion brand Balenciaga also severed ties with Ye, and a production company said it was shelving a Finnish documentary on him in light of his remarks. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Jury selection continues in a New York City courtroom in a high-profile case involving the family business of former President Trump. The business is charged with a scheme to avoid paying taxes through off-the-books benefits paid to top employees. NPR's Ilya Meretz was present for the first day of jury selection.
The court got through an initial round of general questions with 18 possible jurors. They included a bartender, a hospital administrator, and an unemployed person. And they were asked if they consume a lot of news and what kind. Today, we will pick up with that same group of 18, and each legal team is going to have a chance to question them more closely. They'll be looking for anything they might not like in these jurors' history or their personal views.
NPR's Ilya Meretz in New York. Hope Hicks, a former advisor to President Trump, today is talking to the House panel investigating the January 6th insurrection. Last week, the panel subpoenaed former President Trump for testimony. This is NPR. The Conference Board, which takes the temperature of U.S. consumer confidence, is reporting that October's measure had fallen from the previous month. Concerns about inflation drove the group's consumer confidence index down around 5 points from its September level. A new study shows the number of children living in regions of the world that experience frequent heat waves is on the rise. Manola Sequeira with CAP Radio has details.
A UNICEF report found that 90% of children in the U.S. experienced frequent heat waves in 2020. That's a big jump from the global average for kids, which was 24%. And that average is getting higher. Regardless of whether greenhouse gas emissions are reduced or not, the report predicts that all children worldwide, tallied at around 2 billion, will experience frequent heat waves by 2050. Gautam Narasimhan is UNICEF's global climate lead. He says adaptation is necessary.
We really have to make sure that we are focusing also on doing things to protect kids, even regardless of reducing emissions.
He adds that reducing emissions could help lessen heat wave length and severity. For NPR News, I'm Manola Sakaita in Sacramento.
The weather for Brazilian farmers has been uniquely favorable, and harvests for the coming spring currently look like they'll be abundant. The snapshot was released at an international sugar and ethanol conference in Sao Paulo. After a disastrous 2021-22 season of acute drought and harsh frost, strong rainfall has turned the picture around. The Dow is up 201 points. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.